my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to BQ&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. This is the show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. I hope you're all doing really well today. This is Pastor Ricardo, your Drive Time host, and also the pastor of Prospect International and Elizabeth Seventh-day Adventist Churches, coming to you live from the city of Adelaide. And as always, we're delighted that you're tuning in today. I really pray that you'll be blessed during the next hour as we explore the Word of God together, and even more so as we talk about health. The theme for this week is the Bible, spirituality, and physical health. And, of course, if you've missed any of our previous shows, simply visit faithfm.com.au, go to Programs and Podcasts, and then go to Drive Time BQ&A, and there you'll be able to choose and find any of our previous programs. You can also text us if you needed any help with this. Of course, you're always welcome to use our number, which is 04-888-808-11. Yesterday, we spoke about self-control. This is something that we would all like to have, right? It's so important. And the fact that it is possible to achieve it. So being part of the fruit of the Spirit, as Galatians chapter 5 says, self-control is granted to those who allow the Holy Spirit to guide them. It is possible. Don't be discouraged. We all suffer from character traits that we don't like. Mm. But when we submit ourselves to God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, one of the things that He will do for us is to give us self-control, which is so important. Now, today the big question is sleeping a waste of time? Is sleeping a waste of time? Today I have once again Lindy Sperring with me, joining us in the Faith FM studio. And she's the Women's Ministries and Prayer Coordinator for the Seventh-day Adventist Church in South Australia. And she will guide us through a study this evening about sleep. Welcome, Lindy. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Pastor Ricardo.
How do you feel today? Ready for another lesson?
I feel good. I'm very passionate about a number of things in life. I'm passionate about prayer and ministering to not just women, but to men also. But I trained to be a naturopath many, many years ago, and I'm still very passionate about health and what the Bible has to say.
Yes, I can see you've been speaking for 4 days in a row. Mm-hmm. You'll be speaking tomorrow, so I can see you're passionate about this topic.
Absolutely.
And I think we should all be, because, I mean, without health, what could we do?
Exactly.
It's very important, and that's why God is interested in us being healthy.
He is.
That
Amen.
Is the same as being happy as well. Right, let's see what I have for our World Watch segment. I have an article from Associated Press, September 29, 2024. And the title says, "Hundreds of Fleeing Families Sleep on Beaches and Streets After Israel Strikes Shake Beirut." Mm-hmm. Imagine having to sleep on the streets. Yeah? Sometimes it's just a little bit cold. Imagine having to sleep there. Smoke was still rising from Beirut's southern suburbs Saturday morning, visible to many of the families who had fled their homes the night before to escape Israel's massive bombardment. It had been a harrowing night, getting out amid earth-shaking explosions, looking in vain for space in one of the overflowing schools-turned shelters. By the morning, hundreds of families were sleeping in public squares, on beaches, or in cars around Beirut. Lines of people trudged up to the mountains above the Lebanese capital, holding infants and a few belongings. The assault was part of a rapid escalation of Israeli strikes the past week that has killed more than 700 people in Lebanon. The people escaping Friday night's mayhem joined tens of thousands who have fled to Beirut and other areas of southern Lebanon the past week to escape Israel's bombardment. For many residents of Dahiyeh, the forced evacuation was disconcertingly familiar. Some were Lebanese who had lived through the bruising month-long war between Israel and Hezbollah in 2006, when Israel leveled large parts of the Beirut suburbs. Others were Syrians who had taken refuge from the long civil war in their own country. Fatima, a Syrian refugee, slept on a public beach in Beirut with her family and hundreds of strangers. The government has opened up schools in Beirut to take in the displaced. Since Monday, some 22,331 Syrians in Lebanon have crossed back into Syria, along with 22,117 Lebanese, according to Lebanese authorities. At the beach, the displaced were spread out over the sidewalk or in cars parked by the curb or on blankets in the sand. We spent more than 3 hours going in circles between schools and shelters, and we didn't find one with room, said Talal Ahmad Jassaf, a Lebanese man who slept on the beach with his family. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said this week's escalation had more than doubled the number of people displaced by the conflict in Lebanon. There are now over 211,000 people displaced, including some of the humanitarian workers who should be responding to the crisis, it said. Around 85,000 of them are sleeping in shelters. Displaced people sleeping outside in Beirut largely told the Associated Press that they had not received assistance from any humanitarian organization. A stadium in the seaside neighborhood of Manara opened its doors to the displaced, who spent the night sleeping on bleachers or benches. Among them was Mariam Darwish, her husband, and 5 children. She fled her home in Dahiyeh earlier in the week when the first Israeli strikes hit there. Darwish said they had received water from the soccer club, but that no organization had brought food, blankets, or other supplies. I just, my heart goes out for those people, those families. They have nothing to do with the war. Maybe they don't even agree with the war, perhaps, and they are suffering in this way. How privileged are we to have a warm, comfortable bed to go to sleep, tonight?
Absolutely. And it reminds me in the scriptures, it says there'll be wars and rumors of wars in Matthew 24. And yes. So we know that the world is not always a happy place. Mm. We know that there are wars. We know that people are unfairly disadvantaged during wartime, whichever side is attacking the other. But to think of all those people displaced and nowhere to sleep, it's a high amount of stress coming into their lives, isn't it?
Yes. A high amount of stress. Not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's right.
And what do you say to your children when they ask, what's going to happen, Dad? Mm-hmm. What do you say? You don't know.
So it gives us a beautiful opportunity to reach out with our funds and with our organizations that we have here in Australia to go there to help them. You know, we've not only got war there, we've got war in other places as well. And I think it needs to remind us how blessed and privileged we are here in Australia. But it doesn't mean we can just switch off and not do something.
It. We should not ignore it, because today they are suffering, but tomorrow it could be us.
That's right.
You never know. Mm-hmm. But right now these people are suffering, and they are, like Jesus said, he talked about hunger and famine and rumors of wars, as you were mentioning, and these people are hungry and sleep deprived as well.
That's right. And she mentioned that, one of them mentioned that no help had come. Sometimes it takes a while for the help to get through, or sometimes they're stopped, or sometimes they're stretched very thin.
Yes.
There can be a whole lot of reasons. So we need to be praying for these people and praying for this war to end. Like Ukraine and Russia, it's time for these wars to end. Too many people are suffering. They should never have started, let's be honest, but
it's been too long.
Going on too long.
What a situation. It reminds me of the words of Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 11. And he said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden or burdened, and I will give you rest. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus was talking about the ultimate rest, rest from the injustice, rest from this world, you know, where things are not what we expect.
Well, I think we have to be mindful of the fact that we live in a sinful world. We're all going to come across things that aren't right and perfect. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a Savior. That's why we have a Savior, and He's coming back one day to make all things right and new.
That's why, and remember the words of the Apostle Peter as well. He said, but we are waiting for a new heaven and new earth where righteousness dwells. Other translations say where justice dwells, mm-hmm. because you don't see justice in this life a lot of times.
Not with these wars.
Not at all. Especially, yes, if you are one of these families, really my heart goes out to them right now.
Absolutely.
Lindy, I wonder if you could read for us Exodus 34, verse 21, because God also wants us to have rest.
He does.
And in a special way as well, not just every night, but there's a specific type of rest that God wants us to have.
Let's see what the Bible says in Exodus 34 and verse 21. Mm-hmm. It says, 6 days you shall labor, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even during the plowing season and harvest, you must rest. I think this version is a New International Version.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no matter what time of the year it is, we should respect this rest. God has created us. He designed us.
That's right.
In a way that He knows that we need to stop and rest on the seventh day.
He doesn't want us to veto the warranty He has on us either by not listening.
That's right. So if we pay attention to the manufacturer's advice when we buy appliances, well, how much more do we need to pay attention to the words of God who made us?
Absolutely.
And He's asking us, have a rest every seventh day. There is a blessing in doing that. So rest is important to God. We find it everywhere in the Bible. He talks about rest, even for animals.
Yes.
He wants them to rest. And today we're going to be talking about rest and how important it is. So I can't wait to see what you're going to share with us, Lindy. But before we get there, let's enjoy a song by Matt Minicus and Josie Minicus, Rest a While.
Rest a while, weary child, in the mighty arms of God. Lay your head upon His chest, close your eyes and simply rest. He knows all that you need. He has heard. Pride.
Rest a While. That was Matt and Josie Minigas. I hope you like this song. And you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, BQ&A. Our giveaway for this week is the book Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life by Mark Finley and Peter Landless. Now, how much would you pay to learn the secrets of living longer? I'm sure you would pay whatever it takes, right? Because life is precious. Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life, shows you spectacularly simple ways to avoid such chronic killers as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. If you would like to know how to prevent these diseases, then this is a very interesting book to have and to read. You'll learn how good nutrition heals your body and boosts the mind. How purpose increases resilience, to know where you're going, you know, have purpose in life. How love and forgiveness mend the heart. Health and Wellness caught the attention of award-winning documentary filmmaker Martin Doblmeyer. While there are countless self-help books on the market today, Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life, stands apart because it speaks from proven success. Contained in these insightful chapters is an emphasis on making wise choices about the riches entrusted to each of us. A body that has the potential to heal itself if we know how to treat it, a mind capable of the extraordinary, and a spirit that longs to be reunited with the Creator. Some of the chapters in this book are Designed for Something Better, Diet for a Lifetime, Are You at Risk, Fit for Life, Healthy Relationships, You Are What You Think, and many more. Would you like to have a copy of this book? Well, simply text us the code SA243 to our drive time number 0488 808 11. The code again is SA for South Australia. The numbers 243, no spaces in between, just SA243 to our number 0488 808 11. And of course, save that number as drive time, because you can use it at any time to send us your prayer request if you had some, or any feedback. Or if you simply want to tell us where you're listening from, maybe you can say, I'm such and such, I'm listening from Queensland or from Northern Territory. We'd love to hear from you. And we may give you a shout out during the show. Who knows? Just try our number, 0488-808-11. And the code, once again, was SA243.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back, dear friends. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A right across Australia with Pastor Ricardo. And my co-host today is Lindy Sperring, as you've heard her already. And the theme for this week is the Bible, spirituality, and physical health. So the big question that we're dealing with today is sleeping a waste of time? So is it really a waste of time, Lindy?
Well, Pastor Ricardo, before I answer that question, I thought I'd just review what we've been looking at this week. So we're talking this week about that God wants you and I to be healthy and well.
Sure.
That he loves us so much, that he created us, he designed us and created us, he sustains us, and that he wants you and I to have a healthy, active, purpose-filled life. Mm-hmm. And so as part of that, we've used an acronym, New Start, mm-hmm. because I think it's a good takeaway that you can remember that acronym, New Start. And N is for nutrition, E is for exercise, W for water, S for sunshine, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest, and T for trust. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have a balanced lifestyle. One of my colleagues was just speaking to me, John, and he talked about a discussion he'd had with a doctor that some of this doctor's patients really looked after themselves. They were so healthy. They followed a lot of the principles, but then a big stressful situation came into their life. Perhaps it was a loss of a significant family member, and they got cancer and died. Mm. And so stress is a very big factor in today's world, mm-hmm. with people having anxieties and fears. And yet everything we're talking about, particularly exercise and eating a balanced diet, a plant-based diet. I'm not just going to say vegan, because a lot of vegan food is not healthy. Some of those vegan meats have got so many preservatives in. Yes. I'm promoting a plant-based diet. So stress is a big factor in the world today. And the way that we can reduce our stress is through going through these New Start, this acronym, and thinking about, do we trust in God no matter what happens? Yet though he slay me, I will trust him, the Bible says. Do we look after this body that he's given us to help reduce the impact of any sort of stress? Mm-hmm. We all need a little bit of stress sometimes, I think, to motivate us and get us going.
It pushes us a bit.
It pushes us along a little bit, like coming on the radio outside our comfort zone. So I just wanted to review that. So there's a shout out there to John if he's listening, driving home. And also, is sleeping a waste of time? Mm-hmm. Well, no, because in the beginning, God created sleep.
Yes.
It says in Genesis 2:21, the Lord God, 21 and 22, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. So do you know that just 1 hour of sleep deprivation increases the number of highway accidents by 8%?
That's a loss.
That's a loss.
Just 1 hour.
Just 1 hour. But that an extra hour of sleep decreases them by 8%. Now, it's true. Mm. It happens every year when daylight saving time changes. Mm-hmm. People are getting that less sleep. And this is because driving effectiveness after you've been awake for 18 hours is about the same as driving after you've had 2 alcoholic drinks.
Wow.
So we need to remember that sleep is very important, and yes we do need it. So when you've been awake for 24 hours, now we think about some of our medical profession, they're often on duty and get called out. Even our son is a paramedic, you do his 12-hour shift, but it might become 14 or 16 depending on the situation.
Emergencies. So they cannot react the same way.
They can't react, yes. It reduces your ability to respond and your peripherals and to respond effectively. So if you've been awake for 24 hours, your driving effectiveness is the equivalent of driving under the influence of four to six drinks.
That's scary.
Optimum performance comes with 8 hours of restful sleep. Is sleeping a waste of time? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And there's a lot of different anecdotal stories and background that help us to understand that.
Yes, and there's an interesting fact from Amazing Facts as well. It says that a newborn baby sleeps as much as 16 hours a day. But that same baby could cause up to 700 hours of lost sleep for the parents in the first year.
Wow, you can't believe that, can you? Look, I remember when our son was born, he was hungry every 3 hours, day and night.
Yes.
And I felt like walking around like a zombie because you're just so tired.
Yeah.
You can't catch up on your sleep.
I remember those days.
You remember those days? Yeah, he did that for 6 months and now he's about 6'3" and quite a tall young man. Wow. He must have been hungry growing up. But so we do need our sleep. And the Bible tells us that we need our sleep in that when God put Adam to sleep, it was a sort of a creative sleep, wasn't it? He was creating something and he designed us that we need rest and we need sleep. So in America, apparently an estimated 60 million have trouble sleeping. And that's because of artificial lights, TV, the internet and the caffeine craze. You know, it's probably only in the last few years, Pastor Ricardo, there's coffee shops everywhere. And you can't just walk in and get a cup of coffee now. There's about 100 different varieties and you can choose what you want. So because of this, people are sleeping about 1 hour less than their great-grandparents did. And this figure might not be startling in itself, but considering that proper sleep is one of the most important elements in the process of healing, America is also in for a disease-ridden wake-up call. So Australia sometimes follows America. We need to have our sleep. Now, I have met people, and you probably know people as well, Pastor Ricardo, who they say we can get by with 3 or 4 hours sleep a night.
Especially when you're younger, you feel like you can.
You feel like you can, but you might be impacting your body in ways you don't even realize. Now, sleep is an activity. It's not just passive. There's a lot that goes on when we sleep.
There's a verse in the Bible that I was just looking at in Psalm 127, verse 2.
Yes.
It says, "It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest."
Yes.
That means you slept very little.
You didn't have enough sleep.
It's in vain. So God is saying if you go to bed too late and you wake up early, it's in vain.
It's in vain. It's in vain. Well, in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, the Lord says, "I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds." He wants to restore our health. He wants to heal our wounds. And he does that through sometimes just a miracle, but often through the health principles that are so important to all of us. So, you know, if we have rest, it's better for our mental health. We have increased concentration and memory, a healthier immune system. If we get the right amount of sleep, it reduces stress.
A better mood
and even a better metabolism. We don't want to be moody and grumpy because we're irritable. So let's have a bit of a look at what happens when we go to sleep at night. So if you've ever driven a car while drowsy, you are well acquainted with this stage of very light sleep. You sort of startle awake. And that's what happens with a drowsy driver. And that's the first stage of sleeping. It's just a light sleep that we go into. It's called the stage one of sleeping. And then we go through stages two, three, and four. And it's important to understand this so we understand why we need our sleep and our rest. It happens that our brain activity decreases. It doesn't stop. And deep sleep begins and delta waves begin and intensify. This is where they monitor the brain and see the brain waves. So the delta waves begin and intensify in the stages two, three, and four. Now, for some of us, as you get older, sometimes you want to get up a bit more during the night. And that's probably not good because you're breaking up those stages, and then you probably perhaps go back to a light sleep, and
yes,
you've got to go through it again. So, and then there's stage five, and this is called REM, the rapid eye movement, and dreaming, arm and leg paralysis happens so that we don't act out our dreams, and we have an increased heart rate and blood pressure. The brainwave pattern during REM is close to that of being awake. Mm-hmm. It is theorized that REM is a period of information processing, storing, and the improvement of brain efficiency. So we can see that through these stages, you and I need our sleep.
Yes.
We need our sleep. In Ecclesiastes 5:12, it says, "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep." Mm-hmm. So we need to have our sleep. And I think a lot of high rolling people who are, you know, really passionate in business and driven, they're probably not getting enough sleep. And what are What are the consequences? So if you look at the different needs, newborns, their sleep patterns vary widely. 4 months to 1 year, they can need 12 to 16 hours a day that we've said. Children 1 to 2 years, 11 to 14 hours per day. So children need more sleep than adults.
I know some teenagers that can do the same.
Pardon?
I know some teenagers that can do the same.
Well, that's true. They should, perhaps they shouldn't be, because they'd be a bit dopey when they wake up. 3 to 5 years, 10 to 13 hours. 6 to 12 years, 9 to 12 hours. This, these are estimates. 13 to 18 years, 8 to 10 hours. But for you and I, Pastor Ricardo, we're not teenagers. 7 or more hours a night. And you can have too much sleep. Older adults, 65 and over, we're not to that stage yet, but 7 to 8 hours of sleep each day is what's needed for our health. And you really need to have some simple steps so that you get quality sleep. We can have a look at that if you like. So waking up with the sun is the best idea.
Right.
And because sunlight helps to increase our levels of alertness, and it enhances hormones such as serotonin. And we need that hormone in our body, serotonin. We also need to eat a balanced diet rich in plant-based complex carbohydrates and tryptophan. So tryptophan comes in like tofu. A lot of people are going, oh, no, I don't like tofu. But you can flavor it.
There are ways.
There are ways. Pumpkin seeds. So you can buy the pumpkin seeds easily at Woolworths and or Coles, and gluten flour even. Now, it's not always good for some people who have got gluten intolerance. Sesame seeds, almonds, black walnuts, and black-eyed cow peas. This is where we can get our tryptophan, which helps us to sleep better. You need to find time for exercise. We've talked about that before. And sleep-depriving substances, what do you think they might be?
Caffeine.
Caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, cigarettes. So alcohol can rob the body of deep sleep. And if we don't have this balance, then we're more in line with getting a disease, a deadly disease.
Going to bed too late, like for example, if you go to bed at 2 a.m.
Yes.
And you wake at 10 a.m., you slept 8 hours, you would think, right?
Yes.
But it is not good.
You're better to sleep during those dark, when it's nighttime, and for your room to be as dark as possible. Now, we know that a lot of people who work shift work, it's a lot more difficult for them.
Yes.
Because they might be working all night, and we need them to. We need our nurses and our personal care attendants, and we need our doctors, and we need our paramedics, and we need some businesses that need to be running and packaging. I think in the lead up to Christmas, Australia Post work very long hours. So we need those things to be happening, but to do it always and permanently could be putting a person at risk.
It will take a toll.
So it's good to not use things that deprive us of sleep. Having an established early bedtime is good. They say experts recommend to sleep at least 2.5 hours before midnight.
Yes.
So you're really talking about 9:30, aren't you, going to bed, not sitting up watching television till late or reading.
And ideally with an empty stomach as well.
Yes, so that you've eaten and finished your meal some hours before. That's true. And also, it is good to have a regular pattern of sleep, even if you do have to sleep during the day. Studies have found that night shift workers function better with an established sleep and wake cycle. Mm-hmm. So that helps them to function better. And to optimize melatonin, it's important to sleep in total darkness. Exposure to bright light, even for a few moments, can lower melatonin levels. So, you know, I think some people have night lights on, some people have mm-hmm. curtains that don't block out street lights, or yes. they might have garden lights. Like we have garden lights that sometimes reflect into the bedroom, and I'm thinking, yes, we need to sleep
or
in
the
a dark
TV's
room.
On.
Or the TV's on, yeah. And the other number seven of really ensuring you have a good sleep, and we're going to be talking about this a bit tomorrow, is to leave your worries behind.
Very important.
I don't know about you, Pastor Ricardo, but occasionally something will happen in my life, whether it's professionally or personally. And, you know, my husband's the sort of man who says, "Now just get over it, move on." And I'm like, no, it takes me a few days to think it all through, to digest it, to work at it, look at it from every angle. And so that can keep you awake. That can keep you awake, and you're thinking about things all the time. And I think what it's really good to do is to get on your knees before you hop into bed and just pray to the Lord and say, "This is on my mind. That's on my – I give it to you, Lord. I'm trusting in you."
That's right, because we cannot avoid having problems and difficult situations and challenges, stress. That's part of life. It's how we respond to it, how we cope with it. If we are used to coming to God every morning and placing every burden upon Him, that's when Matthew 28:11 comes into place.
Absolutely.
He will give us rest.
In the morning and in the evening to give Him our thoughts and our concerns. So sleep powers the mind, it restores the body, and it basically fortifies every system in our body. So talking about sleep and rest, we can't get away without talking about the Sabbath rest. Because the Sabbath rest is a day that God, and that is Saturday, the Bible makes it very clear in the commandments that Sabbath is Saturday. He's blessed that day. And I know that, you know, there is research to show that Seventh-day Adventists are some of the longest living, healthiest people in the world. There have been independent studies, not done by our church, but by others who are researching across the world. It's been documented. And part of that is keeping the Sabbath and keeping Saturday Sabbath. So we're blessed by God, and we receive, I believe, a measure of healing and spiritual growth on the Sabbath as we spend time in the Lord, worshiping Him, studying with Him, and not doing the things that we do during the week.
Yes. I think that's part of the rest that, that Jesus wants to offer us when He said that in Matthew 11:28. I think I said Matthew 28:11 the other time, but yeah, it's 11:28. Come to me and I will give you rest.
Absolutely.
That's daily, but also every seventh day. That's,
on the
that's
Sabbath,
a unique
gives
rest.
Us rest. Absolutely. And we need to rest from worrying as well. In Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is the tree of life. So, you know what? We need to rest from worrying. We have a hope as Christians, as people who love the Lord and are part of His kingdom. We have this hope for a future that is going to be incredible and amazing. We can't even imagine.
We need to live up to the Australian phrase, you know, no worries.
Absolutely. No worries, mate. Proverbs 14:30, a sound heart is light to the life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. So how we think and how we process the troubles that we come across, if we allow bitterness and resentment in our heart, it can affect our health, it can affect our sleep, it can affect our organs. And I, for some years, had envy and more bitterness, I suppose you would say, in my heart. So I think all of us should be thinking about and planning to get to bed definitely no later than 10:30 p.m., but try for 9:30 p.m. and enter into the Sabbath blessing. Read what the Word of God says about the Sabbath.
Yes.
Don't listen to Pastor Ricardo and I.
No.
Find out what God says about it.
And try it out because, I used to go to bed very late at night, I remember. It was hard to wake up. But when you go to bed at 9:30, it's much easier.
Absolutely. And you know, we used to tell our children could get to bed, and there was that, what was that saying? Early to bed, early to rise makes you, what was that saying?
Oh, early to bed, I wouldn't know.
Early to rise. Someone will be listening and say, Lindy, yeah. You should have remembered. But we tell our children to get to bed early. You know, our children, we used to have them in bed by 7:30 each night. But according to one study, school-aged children who had less than 9 hours of sleep had dramatically higher rates of obesity and increased temperament issues. So children really do need to be in bed at the latest by 9 p.m. And I remember, Pastor Ricardo, just quickly, I had our daughter in care for a little while, in childcare, and she was one of the only children who went to bed early. All the other children were left up watching whatever they liked. These are 2- and 3-year-olds watching television till 10 and 11 at night. Yeah. It's not good for them, and it has an impact on their lives and then ultimately on society. We need our sleep.
We do, certainly. Let's come to a break and enjoy a song by Lady Love Smith, I Will Give You Rest. Give you rest. That was Lady Love Smith. What a beautiful song, and a reminder that if we are troubled, we can always come to Jesus. The fact that we are sharing with Him what's going on in our lives, what's troubling, already gives us rest. Even though we may not know what He's going to do, we know that He's at work because we've placed our burdens in His hands. What a beautiful song once again. Our giveaway this week is the book Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life by Mark Finley and Peter Landless. The code that you need to get a free copy of this book is SA243, and our number to text, the code is 0488-808-11. How much would you pay to learn the secrets of living longer? Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life, shows you spectacularly simple ways to avoid such chronic killers as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. You will learn how to how good nutrition heals the body and boosts the mind, how purpose in life increases resilience, how love and forgiveness mend the heart. Health and Wellness caught the attention of award-winning documentary filmmaker Martin Doblmeier. While there are countless self-help books on the market today, Health and Wellness, Secrets That Will Change Your Life, stands apart because it speaks from proven success. Contained in these insightful chapters is an emphasis on making wise choices about the riches entrusted to us, like a body that has the potential to heal itself, a mind capable of the extraordinary, and a spirit that longs to be reunited with the Creator when He comes again to pick us up. Some of the chapters in this book are You Are What You Think, Hope Beyond Depression, Breaking Free, Bouncing Back, Rest for Our Restlessness, The Healing Power of Faith. What a book! And it's free for you if you simply text us the code SA243 to our number 0488-808-11.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A. This is Pastor Ricardo, your host for today, and I'm joined by Lindy Sperring as my co-host here in the Faith FM studio. This week we are exploring the theme, the Bible, spirituality, and physical health. And what a question for today. The question is sleeping a waste of time? And the big answer is no, it's not a waste of time if you know how to sleep and how long you should sleep. So, Lindy, you were going to talk about fresh air as well, right?
Well, yes, we're just following our New Start acronym, mm-hmm. New Start. N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, S for sunshine, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest, T for trust. We've got them a little bit back to front, but we want to look at that. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to Chanel, because Chanel just sent in what it was meant to be. Early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise.
That's right.
Early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I think there is some truth in that little saying.
Yes, of course.
But we're going to talk a little bit about breathing and fresh air. You know, it's so important. Florence Nightingale was one of those very famous nurses, and she knew the benefits of fresh air way back then. Mm-hmm. But now we've got so much scientific evidence to support what fresh air does for our bodies. She made sure her patients received as much as possible, and I believe that many of her patients recovered a lot quicker than perhaps others who weren't exposed to the fresh air. Mm-hmm. Now, Pastor Ricardo, you and I are sort of Adelaideans. We live, you know, in the suburbs. We don't live right in the city. And Adelaide's air is probably a little nicer than even Sydney and Melbourne, the air, so we don't need to be as concerned.
Yes, we're blessed by having lots of green areas.
Absolutely, and that is so important. That is so important, because my understanding is that trees breathe in what we breathe out, and they breathe out what we need to breathe in, or partly. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to have trees around and plants around. So not all of us can move to the country for us to get the cleaner air. But, you know, there are some people who keep all their windows shut all the time and they don't let the fresh air into the house. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but bacteria and viruses have a reduced chance of survival in fresh air. Mm-hmm. They love stale air. So it's important to keep – we don't have a window open in here, do we?
Unfortunately,
no. No, but we need a window open in your bedroom or your office and other rooms you spend time in so that the air is changed over.
Yes,
you know?
Fresh air and sunlight
Fresh
as well.
Air and sunlight. Now, even if you're in an air-conditioned building, try to have the windows open as well for the fresh air. Mm-hmm. I know that if you have sorts of air conditioning, you've got to keep windows open. But even refrigerated air conditioning, it's better to have some windows open and air exchange happening, even on a hot day. You don't have them all open, but maybe have some open in your home. We need that fresh air. And so fresh air cleans your lungs. It can boost your mood. Look, it's funny how nearly everything we're talking about has similar benefits, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it all works together for us to be healthier.
Yes.
It can lower your heart rate, increase energy levels, and it can even, believe it or not, improve your digestion, having
all of that.
Fresh mm. air rather than air that's not fresh.
Hmm.
And we should try to avoid polluted air as much as possible. Now, it's good to have some indoor plants. I think it's really good because they take in the carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
Trees take in the carbon dioxide and release oxygen during the day. And so I have a few plants around home. I wouldn't say I'm a green thumb. Some of them die, but it's good to have them. Now, another part of having fresh air and breathing is to breathe deeply. When we become stressed and that fight and flight action comes on us, the response to stress,
mm-hmm.
we tend to breathe more shallow.
Very quickly.
We yes. breathe quickly because we're getting ready to run.
Mm.
Now, but often we're not going to run. We're just taking on the stress.
Mm-hmm.
So deep breathing decreases stress and it increases a calmer spirit in us. It can relieve pain. I don't know if you've ever had pain, but you can start breathing in deeply through your nose and out through your nose as well.
Mm.
Just breathe in deeply and it will relieve pain. It stimulates the lymphatic mm-hmm. system, which helps to detoxify the body.
That's why
deep
midwives
breathing.
Are very strong in, you know, asking the ladies in labor to breathe.
To breathe.
Breathe, you know.
Yes, they learn the breathing.
Makes a lot of difference.
That's right. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm never going to go through that.
I bet you are glad. I think women forget it very quickly normally. Mm. It improves your immunity, which we're all looking for. We want strong immune systems to resist disease. It increases our energy. It lowers our blood pressure. Now, for me, I already have permanent low blood pressure, so I don't really need to lower it. It improves digestion and it helps alleviate depression and anxiety. So if you're suffering from anxiety or your children have some anxiety, teach them about stopping every few hours and doing some deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing in and then slowly breathe out. So breathe in as deep as you can and hold, put your hand on your or across your stomach, because you mm-hmm. want to breathe in across your diaphragm, not just through the upper chest.
Okay.
And breathe in deeply, and you feel your stomach going out and coming back in because you're exercising your diaphragm. So yeah. I had a mother-in-law, Lorraine, and she used to say, you know, whenever you're stressed or anxious, just take some deep breaths. And
right.
and I used to think, why? Why would I want to take deep breaths? I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm upset.
Your blood gets oxygen when you breathe.
It does get more oxygenated, exactly.
Your brain functions better.
Your brain functions better. Thank you very much.
It makes
sense. All of those things. And so I found this to be true in my own life. So we've discovered that breathing is important and all of our organs benefit from breathing.
Hmm.
So when we think about our health and just in finishing up for today, I think sometimes we can listen to programs, we can read health books, we can hear other people's stories and experiences, and we think, yes, I do want to have a new start. But life can be so overwhelming that we don't know where to start and what to do. And so maybe just one of those things that we're talking about this week, you can start to take a little step forward.
Yes, one of those eight principles.
That's right.
Maybe can you repeat those, the acronym? That'll be helpful, I think.
I can repeat them, but I just also want to recommend a book called Food as Medicine by Sue Rad. If people would like to get that book, there's a lot of beautiful health information in the book, and it shows you how to start having a plant-based diet. And the food's yummy, I promise. Like, I grew up eating some meat, clean meats, but I did grow up and I've learnt that these plant-based meals are just so much nicer, more nutritious, less risk of disease or problems for animals and things like that. So going over the acronyms again, it's N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, S for sunshine, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest, T for trust, new start. So if you want to have a new start, why don't you ask God today to help you to choose one area that you can start in?
Exactly.
It might be the plant-based. It might be
maybe the water intake.
It might be that you're I'm going to exercise more and find someone else who's going to go exercising with you.
Yes.
You might think about the sunshine. We normally have a lot of sunshine. Apparently women in Adelaide are happier than women in other states because they get more sunshine. Maybe not so much this year, but normally. You might say temperance. I'm going to take a step forward to not drinking alcohol, to not drinking so much coffee, to not smoking, to not taking drugs. You might talk about breathing more deeply. You might decide, I want to learn about the Sabbath and rest and sleeping and getting more sleep. And trust, which we'll be certainly talking about tomorrow evening, trust.
Good topic. Trusting in God.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Would it be all right if I say a prayer today, Pastor Ricardo, for our listeners?
Yes.
For our listeners.
Thank you, Lindy.
Father God, you are an awesome and amazing God, and we love you. And we know that you love us, and you want what's best for us. But sometimes we all struggle with making those steps forward that are going to help us to be more well and healthy. And for some of us who have already contracted diseases, it can be difficult to know where to start. But show us, Lord, the way forward. May we work with our doctors and other health practitioners, Lord, to try to regain our health if we've already succumbed to something. If we haven't succumbed and we're going along quite well, maybe try to maintain the health that we have and perhaps to even improve our health, not just for now, but for later in our lives. So, Lord, I pray that each person that is listening will receive an extra measure of your Holy Spirit, your insight and your wisdom, and make a decision today to have a new start. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lindy. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This was Pastor Ricardo and Lindy Sperring. Please join us tomorrow for another Drive Time BQ&A show as we talk about the connection between physical health and spirituality. Until then, remember the Bible says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. May God bless you all.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.